Markets at Victory Land Casino has been open for a little over an hour now. People are continuing to pour in the glass doors. Before they opened, nearly 1,000 people were wrapped around the building, cheering for the doors to open. We talked to Victory Land owner Milton McGregor about the reopening after 2 years of being closed. He said the casino opened today as a way to get Christmas checks to their employees for the holiday season. Right now, there are about 300 employees and 400 fully functional machines. Mr. McGregor said the casino will remain open with around-the-clock service. People seem to be enjoying themselves at the teller window, waiting in line and beginning to play the machines. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.
For WVAS News, I'm Melanie Hogan, live from the Selma to Montgomery Rights Trail. About 300 people have gathered at the Burkeville Memorial United Methodist Church just to refresh themselves as they enter in the last leg of the Selma to Montgomery civil rights. There are people from all races, creeds, and nationalities here, all saying they're here for one goal, and that's equality on immigration level, that's equality for voting rights, that's also equality for workers' rights. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.
The 22-year-old is facing charges in the shooting deaths of 9-year-old twins Jordan and Taylor D. Jarinette and their caretaker, 73-year-old Jack McGurdner. Before District Judge Adrian Johnson could speak his first word, three members of the D. Jarinette family were arguing with Lee, what I understand to be the twins' uncles, all three men. They began first arguing with Lee when they all started to charge Lee. One man did make physical contact with Lee. The men were apprehended by sheriff's deputies and escorted outside the courtroom. The men were held in contempt, and they will spend 24 hours in the Lowndes County Jail. The hearing ended with Judge Johnson ruling there was enough evidence to go to a grand jury. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News, at the Lowndes County Courthouse.